Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
name. Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Somebody your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to give glory and honor to God today for truly being the head of our lives, for being our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This is the first Sunday of September 6th, and we are so grateful to God for giving us another day, another opportunity to worship him. Now, we've got some technical difficulties, so I'm going to ask that you would just bear with me for just a few moments so that we can try to get everything working together. Amen.
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We come this morning with praise on our lips and just praising you for another opportunity that you've given us to come together and worship your precious holy name. God, we thank you for just giving us another day just to say thank you. You closed us in our right mind. You allowed us to lay down last night and wake up this morning with a peace of health and strength, and we pray that you would allow this service to bless somebody on the day. God, we ask that you would move through all the technical difficulties, God, move through all the stress and the issues that we as your people may be going through during this time, during this pandemic. God, we ask that you send a word on this morning that will encourage, uplift, and bless these, your people. God, we pray that you would touch the greater St. Stephen's Church. Bless Pastor Black as she brings the word on today. In Jesus' name, God, have your way on this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just truly thank God for Elder Devers being in the house, helping us out this morning. We're trying to figure it out, but God is good, and he's worthy to be praised anyway. So let's just prepare. We had our program prepared. For those of you that were scheduled to lead us in worship in our mission statement, please forgive me. I'm in a different room than the computer, so I'm unable to operate the computer this morning, but we're going to go forth in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're going to go forth and give him glory and give him honor. Amen. We're going to go forth and just magnify and uplift the name of the Lord our God. Come on. Turn your living room, turn your bedroom into a sanctuary. The devil is a liar. We are more than conquerors. We will not be defeated. We are going to just bless the name of the Lord. We're going to give him praise. We're going to give him glory and give him honor. Amen. Sister Lonnie, if you're still at the mic, can you press good for me? Amen. If you are still on the computer, just press good. Amen. Good. God is good. Come on. He's good.
I'm About time for a war cry, though.
We gonna do this for Bishop Moses, y'all. We love you, Bishop.
I think you ought to get your feet ready.
Feel your
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God is so good and he is so worthy of all of our praise. Church, we owe him another praise on today. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel his spirit moving. I'm just so grateful and so thankful that God chose us for this very hour, for this very day, for this very moment, called us together to worship him. I hope that you felt the presence of the Lord. I hope you were able to lift up your hands. I hope you were able to sing those songs of praises unto our God, our Lord, our Savior. We truly thank each of you for joining in with us on today. I want to say thank you for not hanging up. Amen. We were experiencing some technical difficulties a few moments ago, and you all hung in there. Amen. And we've got some extra callers. Amen. And so we're truly grateful. We're truly thankful. I'm Pastor Kimberly Black. If this is your first time calling in to worship with the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church here in Portland, Oregon, we want to say to you, welcome. Thank you for to worship the Lord our God with us. Thank you for choosing to be a part of this worship experience. It is our prayer that something will be said, something will be done to help intensify your love relationship with the Lord, cause you to go deeper and deeper and deeper in love with him. Amen. So we're just truly thankful. We're truly honored, amen, that you were able to come and worship with us on today. We just give God the glory. We give him the praise. This morning, we want to say happy birthday to all of our September birthdays. Woohoo! Yes, 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 yes. Today, September the 6th, is our own sister, LaNisha Black. Happy birthday, baby girl. Amen. Truly thank God for blessing her with 31 years. Amen. Our own Deacon Ray Gwynn on September 13th. Woohoo! Woohoo! Happy birthday, Deacon Gwynn. We just pray that God will richly bless you, continue to wrap his loving arms around you. And to our own sister, Dorothy Hart, on September the 29th. Yes, 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 yes. Happy birthday to all of our September birthdays. We hope and we pray that you have a blessed happy birthday. Amen. We pray that God will just shower you down with his richest blessings and that he will continue to endow you with love, peace, and joy. Happy birthday from your church family. We just truly thank God for each of you. Amen. Well, it's announcement time. It's time that I share some things with you. Church family, I want to encourage you to join me on this Wednesday. Mark your calendar for this Wednesday, September the 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be having a family meeting. It is of urgency that you all are with me. I will send out the information on how we will conduct this meeting on tomorrow. So be looking to receive a text or a phone call from me with directions on how we will have this family meeting on Wednesday, September 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. So I want to encourage you to please, ma'am, please, sir, make yourself available for Wednesday, September the 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. for a family meeting. Amen. The Abenard Deaver Scholarship Fund this year was able to bless some young people that were on their way to college, that had been in college or going to be graduating from college. But this year they also wanted to recognize some of our young people that were being promoted. And so today I have in my hand, I have some gift cards, and I want to make sure that you all get them. Amen. I have gift cards for little sister Maisie. She was promoted, amen, from Head Start going into kindergarten. And you know that their school supplies we still need to get, amen. So, Sister Marta, you can come by this week and pick up Sister Maisie gift card. We also have gift card for Brother Jeremiah, Brother J.C. Jeremiah Joyner. Sister Kamisha, you can come by this week and get that gift card. Also have a gift card for Brother Justin Ankrum. Sister Vicky, you and Sister Selena can come by and get Brother Justin's gift card. We also have a gift card for little brother Gary Black III. Amen. He was promoted also. So these young people were promoted from the 5th grade to the 6th grade. Brother Jeremiah from the 8th grade to the 9th grade. Sister Maisie from preschool to kindergarten. And so on behalf of your church family, we want you all to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we just wanted to give you a little something to encourage your walk with the Lord and to help you as you pursue your education. Amen. Because you know that we're praying for you. You know that we're praying for you, and we love you. Amen. So that is just a good thing to be doing here in the presence of the Lord. You all know that it is First Sunday. This is the Sunday that we do our drawing for our gift cards. Amen. And this is the Sunday that we do our drawing for our gift cards. So, Mother Kimmins, I need you to go look on the line. Call your name. I need to give clear instructions. When I call your name, press 1. So can you go look for me to see? I'm in another room. I've got the computer in the...
You want me to press 1?
I just need Mother Kimmins to look to see who presses 1 when I call the name, and then she can let me know. Amen. I'm going to spin the little wheel here, and we're going to see who... And you must be present to win. Amen. Amen. You must be present to win. So when I call your name, if you are on the line, please press 1. When I call your name, if you are on the line, please press 1. Amen. Here we go. We're pressing the button to see who's going to be the winner today of the $25 Safeway gift card. Amen. We know that we have Amen. Mother Diane Tucker, if you are on the line, please press 1. Amen. Mother Diane Tucker, if you are on the line, please press 1. All right. I didn't hear Mother Kimmins say she pressed 1, so let's keep moving. Amen. Brother Ivory Mays, if you are on the line, please press 1. Brother Ivory Mays, if you are on the line, please press 1. Amen. Well, we've got one more name. There was only 3 people left. So let's see if this person's going to get it today. Amen. All right, Sister Vicky Malone, if you are on the line, please press 1. Amen, amen. Sister Vicky is at work, amen. All right, so we just truly thank God. We're going to give that card to Sister Vicky, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We want to make sure that Sister Vicky gets that card. So Sister Vicky, when she picks up the gift card for her grandson, she can also pick up the card for her to get the $25 gift card. Amen. Well, we've got 2 more names left, so you need to tell Mother Diane and Brother Scooty they need to be on the line next month so that they can get that card. Amen. Amen. Truly, God has been good to us, and we are just so grateful, so thankful for all that he has done. I want to say thank you to all of those that participated in our summer school. Yep, we had summer school. We had summer school, and we had an awesome good time. We purchased some Vacation Bible School material, and there was 12 chapters, and we decided as a family that we would study all 12 chapters, and we only have 3 more chapters left. And so what I want to do, I've asked people Wednesday night that were on the line with us, there's 3 more lessons left: Daniel, Abraham, and Moses. If you would like to teach one of those lessons, please let me know. The only way that people can exercise the gifts that God has given them is by people giving them opportunity. And you all know that I'm a firm believer in everybody using the gifts that God has given unto them. And I don't want anybody to say, in 2020, I didn't get the opportunity to exercise my gifts or to see if this was a passion that I so loved to do. So if you're interested and you would like to teach one of those lessons, there's only three lessons left. It's Daniel, Moses, and Abraham. We will be having Saturday school. Woo-hoo! Yes, I did, Saturday school. We will be having Saturday school on the first Saturday of October, November, and December at 11:30 to 12:30. Amen? From your home, all you have to do is call in, and our teacher will be ready to teach the Word of God. Look how much time you've got now to study about one of those three people. So for October, November, and December, we will be having Saturday school on the first Saturday of the month from 11:30 to 12:30 a.m. So if you're interested in teaching one of those lessons, email me. Let me know, Pastor, I would love to teach one of those lessons. I've been dying for the opportunity to facilitate a class. This is your opportunity to, and you've been praying, Lord, enlarge my territory. Lord, I want to do something great for you. Lord, I want to talk for you. I want to speak for you. Well, guess what? This is your opportunity. This is your time. If you're interested in teaching one of those three lessons, please let me know. Beginning Saturday, that is the first Saturday in October. The first Saturday in October, October 3rd, October 7th, and December 5th at 11:30 to 12:30, we will be having Saturday school so that we could complete the entire book of our Vacation Bible School, just like us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and put your hands together and bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Please join us tonight at 8 o'clock for the Light of Portland. Just call this same number. We'll be here ready to hear a word from the Lord. Our own Lady Beth will be bringing the word on tonight, and we haven't heard from her in a long time, so I'm really excited to hear what God has spoken to her and what God is ready to share with her during this pandemic. We also want to say thank you to everyone for sending in your tithes, your offering. We truly thank God for your love, your prayers, and your support. We have been doing an awesome job. We realize that we are working on some different outreach ministries. We are doing great things. We've adopted the residence at the Marquis, and we're collecting prizes for their bingo for the month of September. So if you're out and you're shopping and you're at the dollar store or you are somewhere and you catch a good deal and you want to share and be a blessing to the residents, you can drop those items off. You can also send your offering here saying, well, I don't want to go out and I don't want to shop, but here's $5 going to the residents for the Marquis. You can mail that that offering to us, or you can cash app us. You can mail it to 1725 Northeast Morgan Street, Portland, Oregon, 97211. Or you can cash app us at $, all caps, GSSMBC, lowercase, PDX. You can sow your funds, your treasure, any way you desire. We have the Alice O. Gwynn Food Pantry. This year we will be giving $200 gift cards to seven families during the Thanksgiving holiday. Or you can sow into the A. Bernard Deaver Scholarship Fund, and you see the work that they've been doing. Or you can sow into the Building Fund. And as you know, our men have been sowing, collecting cans. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They have a wonderful, wonderful amount of money that they have earned. It's over $330 that our men have earned from the bottle drop. So thank you to everyone for contacting Brother Farrell to pick up your bottles. The men are busy doing work around the church, and so they use some of their funds to help work out around the church, and then we use money from the building fund to help out and do the work that we need to have done. They're getting ready to repair the sidewalk, and so we always have to have a permit from the city. We have to get the equipment. So you can give to the building fund, you can give to the youth ministry, or you can give to the pastor's aid. So we're truly thankful to God for what God has been doing with us and doing for us. Also, one more announcement. The Union District Baptist Association getting ready to elect our next moderator. You know, like for the past 5 years, Pastor J. Walter Hills II has been serving as the moderator for the Union District Baptist Association. Well, we're getting ready to select a new moderator, and we will be voting. And so we will ask the people of God to be praying that God will put the right person in the position. We know who supports us. We know who works towards helping the church be the church and to change in this culture. The two candidates are Pastor Carlin Allen of the Greater Mount Gilead Mr. Baptist Church and Pastor Craig L. Brown from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And so you will be hearing more information about on Wednesday, but I want you to be praying about that and praying for that. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is word time. I want to apologize to those that were scheduled to help us with this worship experience, but due to the technical difficulties, I had to move rooms. I had to get from in front of the computer. But we're still having worship. We're still having good church. The Lord is still in the midst of us, but it is now word time. For those of you that have your Bibles, we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 37. And for those of you that have your Sunday school books, we're on page 11. We have just started in our new Sunday school book. If you don't have a Sunday school book and you would like to be able to follow along with us, please let us know. We are using the Precepts for Living. It's the Urban Ministry International book. And if you would like to purchase your own copy, you can do that. If you're right here locally and you want to pick up a copy, you can do that also. Just text me and let me know that you would like to get a Sunday school book. Our lesson for today comes from the book of Genesis, talking about issues of love. Before we go into our lesson, please join me for a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we just thank you for this day of celebration, this day of honoring you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your love that you have shown towards us. Great is your faithfulness towards us. Great is your mercy towards us. Great is your love towards us. We love you more today, Father God, than we did on yesterday, because we realized that it was you that woke us up, you that closed us in our right mind. It was you that started us on our way, you that gave us the activities of our limbs. God, we love you today, and we appreciate you, Lord. As we look to your word today, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would search our hearts and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that you, oh God, would allow this word to penetrate our hearts and our minds. Later on in the midst of our worship experience, we are going to gather together to commune together. We're going to partake of the Lord's Supper, which is a sign of our love towards you, recognizing the love that you showed towards us over 3,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, Father, you showed your love towards us, God, by dying on the cross and shedding innocent blood. And, Father, we are just so grateful. We're so appreciative, and so we're so thankful. And so, God, as we study this word today, penetrate our hearts and our minds that when we prepare to commune together, we're not communing with jealousy or hatred or envy or bitterness in our hearts, but our hearts have been purified by your love, by your peace, and by your presence. God, we thank you today, and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, and amen. Our devotional reading this morning comes from the book of Psalms. Psalms, the 105th division of Psalms, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 16 through 22. And I will be reading those in your hearing. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seeds of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen." Team says, "Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron. Unto the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom." The word of the Lord is blessed. On today, if you have your Sunday school book, I want to start at Patient for Activation. Usually, this is the closing part of my lesson. But as I was studying this lesson today, I felt like it was so critical. Before we just jumped into the scripture, you all know that I'm a practical preacher. You know that I'm a person that believes that the word ought to come forth and we ought to be able to do something with the word. We ought to be able to take this word and apply it to our lives and see ourselves in this story. So today, as I want to draw your attention to the life of this servant that we're getting ready to look at, I want to begin looking at the application for activation. On page 16 of your Sunday school book, it says, "Jealousy is usually the result of our wanting something that someone else has." I realize that some of us are, you know, we feel like we're not jealous because we've lived life. We have this and we have that, and we don't want nothing that nobody else has. But sometimes we envy relationships that people have. You might be jealous because your husband doesn't love you the way somebody else's husband loves them, or your wife doesn't treat you the way somebody else's wife treats them. You may be jealous of the relationship between a mother and a daughter, or two siblings. You might not have thought about it. You know, it might not be something that just really sticks in you. But there's so many things. We don't have to always envy cars and houses. Sometimes we're just jealous that people can get up and walk faster than us, or they can just be delivered from a trial and tribulation quicker than we were delivered or being delivered. We got to think outside the box, y'all. We got to really tap in, because we're grown folk now. We're not jealous of folks' houses and cars no more. We're jealous of other things now. Somebody might be jealous because they're in their 80s, and you have a friend that's in their 80s, and they don't take no medicine. Yeah, that's something to kind of be jealous about. But I want you to know today that the Bible says when we look to the Creator as a supplier of all of our needs, we realize we never have a reason to be jealous of anyone. The most precious gift that God has given to us is Jesus. Jesus is a gift that's available to each of us. Therefore, jealousy, envy, strife, bitterness has no place in the life of a believer. Amen goes right there. There are still numerous reasons why people are jealous, and I just gave you some. I just made it real for us. I just showed us. Sometimes, you know, we're jealous. You know, you can think about some people get nothing bothers them. They're never aggravated by things that people say or do. That might be a reason why you get jealous. You might be jealous because they don't get bothered so easily. By the end of this lesson, we will realize that jealousy is nothing but a negative spirit. It has destroyed families, marriages, relationships, and lives. End of this lesson. I hope and pray that we will not allow this spirit to infiltrate our families, our marriages, and our relationships. This has happened since the beginning. This is nothing new. We're going to see that this is nothing new. In Genesis chapter 37, there is a story about Jacob and his family. Jacob, as you know, his name was Israel. And Jacob had two wives. He had many children by four different women. That sounds familiar, don't it? That sounds real. We think we doing something. We a baby mama and we a wife and there's other children. Yeah, we ain't doing nothing. The Bible says there's nothing new under the heaven. Okay? You'll see here this blended family. And I like the word blended family. I try to encourage people not to use the word stepmother and stepfather and stepchildren. That ain't right. But that ain't right. We have blended families. And here we find in our story a blended family. Joseph and his 11 brothers were the son of Jacob. Jacob, his name was Israel. Jacob had two wives, and then he had two concubines. His two wives were sisters. You all know the story. Jacob fell in love with Rachel, and he worked for Rachel's father, Laban. And when it came time, he worked 7 years for this woman. And when it came time to reap his reward, his benefits, and receive his bride, his dad, he pulled a fast one. Rachel's dad pulled a fast one on Jacob, gave him Leah, the firstborn daughter. The Bible tells us that Rachel was beautiful, and Leah, well, y'all know, she wasn't that good looking. And the daddy knew that it was going to be hard to marry her off. She was older and wasn't that good looking. And so he bamboozled Jacob. He gave Jacob the first daughter. And Jacob was like, this ain't the woman I wanted. This not the bride I wanted. And so he went back and he worked another 7 years. And Laban then gave him Rachel. So that's the background of that story and how we come up with this blended family. We realize that Jacob had so many sons. His first son was Reuben. And for my Bible scholars, yes, these are the 12 tribes of Israel. The youngest son is who our story talks to us about today, about a young man by the name of Joseph. This story can be found in Genesis chapter 29. It tells us about the love story between Rachel and Jacob, and it goes on to give us some information that Rachel was unable to bear children, but Leah was able to have children. And just like Sarah did for Abraham, she offered up her concubine. She said, "Here, honey, I can't have any children, but here's my maidservant. She's healthy. She can give you children." Okay, they moved ahead of God. They moved too quickly, just like Sarah did with giving Hagar to Abraham. And so the concubine begins to give birth. And then later on, you all know how God works out. Rachel then conceives and gives birth. Here we are in chapter 37, talking about Rachel and Jacob's son, Joseph. He is 17, and he is his father's older brothers were jealous of him. They did not like him. This is where we find civil rivalry. They were provoked by their jealousy provoked them to have such a hatred toward their youngest brother that they sold him. They buried him in a ditch. These brothers, they did not like him at all. You know, we don't physically bury dig ditches for people anymore. What we do, we talk about them behind their back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they do something wrong, we talk about them. If their children do something wrong, we talk about them. Even if they try to do good, we always see the evil in them. We never praise them for making change or doing things that are beneficial for their lives. They're always the same little nappy-headed person they was 10 and 15, 20 years ago. Don't y'all know that people can change? People go through circumstances and situations, and their life is no longer the same because of the lessons that they had to learn, the trials that they had to face. So here we find in our scripture reading, I'm not going to read it all because it's a lot, but I do want to just jump in and show us some things in this lesson that would be beneficial to us. Joseph is teen, and he is tending his father's flock with his brothers. However, when they return home, Joseph tells on his brothers for their bad behavior. He was a snitch. He was a tattletale. To make it worse, Jacob loved Joseph more than his other children. Our text does not say that Jacob did not love his other children, simply that he loved Joseph more. Jacob was an old man, and Joseph, the son of Jacob's favorite wife. No doubt these sentiments were behind his partiality. Jacob also made Joseph a coat. You all remember the coat of many colors. The coat was an ornamented garment, likely with long sleeve, which meant the one wearing it was not expected to labor. It was a symbol of Jacob's favoritism and may have indicated Jacob's desire to turn the family birthright. The brothers, angered by this, do not realize that each person does not always receive the same treatment in relationship. You know, I tell my family, I tell my children, I don't have no favorites. I love them all the same. This is the lesson that we need to glean here from Jacob. We need to love them all the same. We need to love our children all the same. Yeah, we got one that we know going to take care of us at the very end, but we still got to love them all the same. Cannot pick and choose which child is the best. You gave birth to them. They all good. Amen. Look at here. Joseph, 2:11, Joseph has a dream, and he shares his dream. Look at this. It says, Joseph shares two dreams with his brothers. The first centers on a farming metaphor. In it, Joseph and his brothers are gathering and bundling the harvest. Suddenly, the bushels take on human qualities. Joseph's sheaves rise to a place of position and authority, while the others' sheaves represent his brothers. And the brothers bow down before Joseph. In another dream, Joseph sees the sun, the moon, and 11 stars all bowing before him. As Jacob stated in verse 9, the sun and the moon represent Joseph's parents, and the 11 stars represent his 11 brothers. For Joseph to even hint that he would receive honor from his brothers and his parents is not according to tradition, and intensely they get irritated. Immediately they get mad. Okay, Joseph's dream, y'all, it wasn't his dream. It was a dream that came from the Lord. It was prophetic. It was a prophetic sign of the future of this family. Wow. For those of us that don't understand how God works, you do realize that God has placed his anointing on one person in the family that has the ability to see what others can't see. There's one person in the family that has the ability to hear things that other people can't hear. We got to stop getting mad at them when they tell us or they expose some things about us or about the family or about situations or about circumstances that are going to happen. Okay, maybe you say that they're bragging. They can dream dreams. They can see visions. They can talk to God. They can hear from God. Maybe you say that they're bragging. But I want us to dig deeper today. I want us to show them that utmost respect because God is trying to tell us something. He shows all of us, but there's only one person that has that supernatural faith that's going to believe beyond what we believe, what we see. All of us don't have that same faith. All of us don't have that same level of obedience. All of us don't have that same level of faith, but there's one that does. I know the lesson didn't go there. I know the lesson really pointed out more about the jealousy of these brothers and the envy of these brothers, but I really wanted us to really do a self-examination of our love for God and our love for family. And knowing that God has a plan for all of us, God has thoughts towards all of us, and there's somebody in our family that God speaks to on behalf of our family. Yeah, I know this lesson. I hope you all had the opportunity to study, but I hope that you what I wanted to do today was to really engage in the theme of this quarter. If you look in your Sunday school book and you just didn't go to today's lesson, but you started at the very first page, you saw that for the quarter of September, our lessons would deal with love. Why? Because God commands us to love one another as God has loved us. This quarter will help bring our love for each other to the surface, that we can deal with loving each other. This quarter, it begins with a look at the life of Joseph. Some of us are struggling with love. During these next four lessons, we will be able to gain a different appreciation for loving our family members, loving one another. loving our nation, loving black people, loving our community in this next 4 weeks. We will look at lessons that shows us that God rewards obedience, and it all begins with love. We will look at love versus guilt. We will look at God's plan being revealed. All the way through the end of the year, just about, we will be dealing with love. We will be looking at love. That's what I really wanted to focus our lesson on today. I didn't really want to focus on the bad behavior of the brothers, or, you know, they threw their brother into an empty hole and they left him there to starve with no way to escape. And Joseph was pulled out of the pit, and you all know the story. I didn't want to go into all of that. I really wanted to focus in on our love for family and our love for each other. We may have had some differences. You may have even had a big falling out with your brother or your sister, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, maybe even your mother or your father. Can I tell you, it's not too late for God to restore that relationship? It's not too late for God to allow his mercy and his grace to fill the hearts and minds of you and that person? It's not too late. Somebody has got to be obedient. Somebody has got to be willing. Somebody has got to be humble. Somebody has got to say, Lord, use me. Why not choose me? Why not use me? I go to church every Sunday. I listen to the broadcast every Sunday. I'm on the prayer line every Tuesday. I go to Bible study every Wednesday. I'm the one that's practicing, professing to practice this walk with the Lord. I don't know what my brothers and sisters are doing, but I know what I'm doing week after week. Why not use me to bring reconciliation to this family? That's what I wanted to focus on today. Next week, we'll really dive into this, because we're going to talk about Joseph for quite a bit. But this week, I wanted us to start out the month with really looking at how we engage with this theme. It's important that we realize that God loves us and that God created us to love each other. It's a beautiful world that we live in when we see love being manifested, love being shared, love being given. We're going to be looking at. So we'll take out some time so that with your lesson. Start on page 1 of your Sunday school book, just to explore what the lessons are, just to get your mind conditioned for change. The Bible tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We don't want to be the type of people that just gathers up information. You don't want to be a fat Christian. You got all this information, all of this knowledge. Begin to show love and be real. Amen. As we bring this lesson to a close, our society is fractured into distant groups that do not trust each other, whether they're political parties, Christian sects, rival gangs, or just different departments at work. Even though one group may have good ideas to fix problems or fractions, other fractions do not trust them because they are outside of the group. Scriptures revealed through the dream of Joseph that Joseph's dream was prophetic, and his ability to interpret dreams will be used in the future to fulfill God's plan to save many lives. God spoke something to you today, last week, last month, about a family member But you didn't say anything to them. You didn't give them warning. You didn't give them words of encouragement, words of comfort to help them go through their trial. All of us have to go through trials and tribulations. But because of your disobedience of sharing what God spoke to you, they're suffering in a greater way. They're going through this for a longer period of time. You know the saying, one plants, one water, and God gives the increase. It's up to you to give it. If they reject it, that's on them. I always tell us, we don't know whose deliverance is locked up in our loins. The Bible says that from your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Maybe God has given you a dream. Maybe God gave you a word. Maybe God showed you exactly what to do to help out your family or your brother or your sister or your cousin during this time. And you haven't done it yet. Pray and ask God. Give me another opportunity. Let me make it right. Let me do what's right and please it in your sight. I want to live a life that honors you. I want to live a life that gives you glory. So please give me another opportunity. Please give me another chance to do what you told me to do or to even say what you told me to say. Each of us to examine the circumstances of family love. We had a good example of family love right before us in Genesis chapter 37. But I want us to examine our own family love between our brothers and our sisters, between our spouses, between our children. And then before we take communion, I want us to repent of the times we were jealous or times we showed hatred and the times we didn't show love. And from this lesson today, I hope that we will develop a strategy to allow us to commit to love our brothers and our sisters. You gotta love them. No, I don't agree with everything they do, but you still gotta love them. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your blessing. Don't get in a dry hole and be rescued and sold into slavery, thrown into prison, put in the house to rule over, be accused of a crime that you didn't do. But do like we see Joseph do at the end of this story. He recognizes his family, and then he takes care of them. He provides for them because God set him up for that in the very beginning. God, for his love and his guidance as we bring love to our family. Y'all know COVID ain't been all bad. 2020 ain't been all bad. I can't tell you how many family dinners we've had. How many times we sat up and watched a movie together as family, laughed and cried all together to rejoice in hearing and seeing the miracles of God. That's all we have is family. And God wants us to love on each other. He wants us to love on each other. I hope and pray that our time together today has encouraged your heart, has stirred up your heart, has tugged at your heartstrings to help you have a desire to speak love to each other. The hymn of choice for our worship today and our Sunday school lesson says, "Blessed be the ties that bind." May God strengthen our love for each other. May God strengthen our love for Him. May God strengthen our love for Him. We're living in such an unrest. We're living in such a time that there's so much hatred in the world that we need to begin to show love. And when we begin to show love in the house, y'all know what it say. It's going to spread out. It's going to reach the masses. Start at one house at a time. That's all you got to work on, is one house at a time. I think it was Jacob and Joshua. It says, "As for me and my house." That's in Joshua. "As for me and my house, we're going to do what serves the Lord." Well, today I want to say, as for me and my house, we're going to show love and be real. And it's going to start in our homes. We teach it to our children. We teach it to our grandchildren to love each other and to respect the gifts that God has given each of us. Don't be afraid to tell the truth, but we got to hear it. Divine love is the only way to reconcile and restore a right relationship. God demonstrated that love for each of us when He died on the cross. He didn't have to do it. He could have said, "Oh, y'all have already beat me. You spit on me. You plucked hair from my beard. You made me this crown with all these thorns. Them thorns hurt. Thank you, Brother Pharaoh." Brother Pharaoh has a bush outside his house. And when he did the research on this bush, he found out that the tree that he has is the same thorns, same bush that they use to make the crown to crucify Jesus. And I have that sitting in my kitchen window to remind me every day what my Savior went through for me every day, to remind me to show love and be real. Even when they don't love me back, we still have to show love and be real. Yep, we do. Because Christ was the epitome of showing love. Did they show Him love as they was beating Him on the cross? As they was nailing Him to the cross, were they showing Him love? When they spit on Him and they mocked Him and they were gambling for His clothes, was they showing Him love? Mm-mm. Song says, "He did not come down. He did not say a mumbling word. He showed us love. And He showed us how to love." Today, let's declare and decree that we will walk in divine love and we will share divine love with this world. That's what's missing. That's what's absent. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with Donald Trump. Ain't nobody really loved him. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the child abuser, the rapist, the sex predator, the one that walks around and kidnaps young girls and boys and sells them into sex trafficking. Ain't nobody really loves them. But God is calling us today to show love and be real. And let's pray as we prepare now to partake of the Lord's Supper for you, humble before your throne of grace, seeking your faith, Father, seeking more of your glory. Lord, we honor you today. We
just thank you for the love that you've shown us by dying on the cross. Your love, it goes so deeper than that because you woke us up this morning. And you allowed us to see family and you allowed us to see friends. You allowed us to hear the voices of others. That was love. Thank you, Father. So today, as we come together to commune and celebrate your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your ascension, and your soon to return, we just want you to know we love you. So we give you permission now to search our hearts. Everything that you find in us that's not like you, take it away. Take it away. Remove it. Purge it. Purify us. Burn it out of us, Lord. Because we want to be more like you. Fill us now with your love. Fill us with your compassion, grace, and your mercy. That we will go forward this day showing love and being real. Not just to those in our household, but to those on the street that we come in contact with, on our job, in the grocery store, at the doctor's office, as we walk up and down the street. Through the mask, let the people see love in our face, hear love in our voice. We can't touch each other right now. We can't hug and embrace. But let my eyes and my smile reflect through the mouth that I have the love of God in my heart. And I'm sharing it with my brother and my sister this day. So, Father, as we prepare to commune together, bless the bread that represents your body, which was given as a sacrifice. To redeem us from the grave, from death, from sin, and from hell. Bless the cup, which represents your blood, innocent blood, which was shed for the remission of sin for all men. When Jesus was with the disciples, in the upper room, he blessed the bread and he blessed the cup. We don't do this as a formality. We do this out of obligation to show you that we commemorate your death, your burial, and your resurrection and your ascension. And we do it with great joy because one of these great days, you will return to redeem us, your people. And until then, Father, help us to love like you love everybody, red, yellow, black, blue, green. Help us to love everybody, the drunkard, the homemonger, the adulteress, the gossiper, the liar, the backbiter. Help us to love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen. When Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room, he took the bread, which represents his body. He broke it. He blessed it. He told them, take and eat all of it. In like manner, he took the cup, which was shed, which represents his innocent blood. He blessed the cup and he took the cup. And he passed it around the room. He told them to take and drink. Come on, let's drink today. Well, my God, what an awesome day this has been. I hope and pray that you have been blessed by the word of God today, that you've been encouraged today, that you will take this lesson and apply it to your life. Next week, we will be looking again at Joseph, Genesis chapter 41, So if you don't have a Sunday school book, you can still study the lesson with us. You can start reading chapters 37 and go all the way to chapter 41 of Genesis. We're going to look at God rewards obedience. So what do we do this week? What do we do this week? We show love and we be real. Maybe you need to write somebody a letter. Maybe you need to just send them a card. You ain't got to go overboard. You ain't got to, you know, just do the simplest thing. Maybe just send a text message and say, hey, thinking about you today. But begin somewhere, because what has been planted in you today is divine love. Don't get it and do nothing with it. Do something with it. It is my prayer today that you've been blessed and that you be blessed and that you continue to honor God for his grace and his mercy that he has shown towards you this day. We're going to prepare now for our benediction. We're going to prepare now to be blessed by the word of the Lord. Thank you for calling today. Thank you for sticking in with us. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. I'm just so excited, just so grateful to God. But thank you. Thank you for sticking in with us, and thank you for being patient while we were experiencing some technical difficulty. Our benediction for today, it says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and to give thee peace. And now what I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and show love every day. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Until next week, I love you all. Be blessed in the Lord. Amen.